You're listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast, Episode 9, E3 Approaches. Welcome to another episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, the Diddy Kong to my Donkey Kong, Chad.
Hello again, Nintendo fans.
So on today's show, we are going to talk about the upcoming E3 2018 conference, but we are also going to debut a brand new segment called Character Spotlight. But before we get into those two things, we're going to talk about what we've been playing. So, Chad, what have you been playing the last week?
Well, last week they came out with the Mario Tennis Aces demo, so that went live. So I was able to try out a little bit of that. And, man, I really enjoyed it. I definitely plan on picking up this game whenever it comes out. But I got to play an online match, and I absolutely destroyed my opponent. I couldn't believe it. The first match, I think I meant to play this game. So I feel very good with it. And I've also been playing some Hyrule Warriors, trying to get through that.
Oh, great. Yeah. I've been playing a little more Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. I made it through World 5. Now I'm on, the last world, which is World 6. And World 5 was definitely a very hard and difficult and frustrating world. So I probably will never play through that world again, but I can at least say I made it through it once. And I also got on, you actually reminded me to get on Salmon Run and get my gear for the month. It's a pretty cool little captain's hat.
Right.
So I played some of that and got the hat. And then, yeah, I also tried out the Mario Tennis Aces demo, that ran last weekend. It was a lot of fun. Of course, I wanted to get on there to get my Mario's overalls costume for the main game. But, even in this demo, you can tell there's a lot more. There's going to be a lot more to this game than the Wii U Mario Tennis, which was so bare bones.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I experienced some lag in a few of my matches that made them kind of hard to play. I don't know if I just got unlucky or if that's how it's going to be. Hopefully, it'll be smooth when the full game comes out.
Right, and to you and to anyone else that may have played the demo, make sure you don't delete the save file right now, because then you will lose your Mario costume. So
yes,
be sure
correct.
Not to do that.
Definitely. So today we're going to debut a new segment to the Karibo Shoe Podcast. We're calling it Character Spotlight, and we plan on doing this every week on our show. We're going to take a Nintendo character. It can be any Nintendo character from any Nintendo franchise, and we're just going to put a little spotlight on them and maybe let you learn a new thing or two about them. And we're going to learn some new things about them in the process. And I'm very happy to let Chad take away this very first one.
Okay, so the first character for our first character spotlight is going to be Captain Falcon. I do not know much about this character, but I feel like I do now.
Right.
This character spotlight is dedicated to Karibo Shoe superfan Kyle. Kyle, we appreciate you, and thanks for listening.
Indeed.
So, Captain Falcon's first appearance was in F-Zero. That was released in 1991 on the Super Nintendo. I played a little bit of this game. I was a fan. I was a little older when I played it, but
definitely.
I did like it.
I believe it was one of the two launch games for the Super Nintendo, along with Super Mario World.
Really? I didn't know
yes.
that. Okay. All right. He's a bounty hunter. How cool is that? I mean, Samus is a bounty hunter.
I
love bounty hunters.
I'd love for them to team up someday.
Oh, take down Ridley or somebody would be awesome.
For sure.
Okay, he appeared in an F-Zero anime, F-Zero GP Legend, in 2003. I had no idea there was any such thing.
Me neither, until we were researching Captain Falcon. Where were we in 2003? Why did we not see this show?
I have no idea. I don't. Maybe it was a Japan-only thing, or it could have been in the U.S. a little. That's crazy. I've never heard of it.
I've got to find it online and at least watch a little bit of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's great. So. Okay, and Nintendo originally meant Captain Falcon to be the flagship character of the Super Nintendo. Brandon, this is your era. What do you think about this?
Man, what might have been? I definitely did not know this until researching this topic. I mean, Mario is the flagship character for Nintendo. The only thing I can think of is maybe they thought, hey, a new system, a new mascot, and who better than Captain Falcon?
Captain Falcon.
But alas, it was not meant to be.
No.
Mario is still, and I believe will always be, the mascot for Nintendo.
I think you're right. So he drives the Blue Falcon in races. Now, this is a sleek automobile, I guess you could say.
Yeah, hovercraft automobile type deal. I think it's a very iconic car. I couldn't name you a single other vehicle in F-Zero, but I can name you the Blue Falcon.
Exactly, same here. He flies mid-sized spacecraft called the Falcon Flyer for the bounty missions. I'm not exactly sure what this looks like. So
me neither.
If I'm not wrong, I may be wrong, I'm not sure, but I know there's some F-Zero stages in Smash Brothers, and I think this may be one of them.
Probably so. I'd love to see him and his Falcon Flyer and Samus and her gunship flying off together.
Maybe
someday.
Racing or something. Exactly. Star Fox Grand Prix. Maybe we'll get some good stuff.
Oh, man.
So F-Zero Climax was the last game in the F-Zero series, and it was released exclusively in Japan in 2004. That's a long time for no appearance except in Smash Brothers games.
Yeah, it's a real shame for the captain here. You know, it's been 14 years since he was last had his own game. You know, there may be someone listening to this show that is not even 14 years old. What a shame that they haven't been able to play a Captain Falcon game.
They're just wondering who this guy is on Smash Brothers, and he doesn't even have his own game on the Switch yet. So what's happening?
I think we're definitely due for an F-Zero game, hopefully on the Switch.
So. For sure. So he is a Smash veteran. He's appeared in all of the Super Smash Brothers games since the N64. I remember him mostly on Melee. I love to use him on Melee.
For sure. Captain Falcon is a tier one character, in my opinion. He's been there since the N64. Hasn't been confirmed for the Switch version of Smash Brothers yet. Of course, we don't know hardly any characters in that game yet. But I would say it's an absolute lock that he will be in Smash Brothers on the Switch.
He's got to be. I really think he will be as well. So he was the fastest character in the series until Sonic the Hedgehog in Super Smash Brothers Brawl. And Sonic is a lot faster than
True.
Captain
I mean,
Falcon.
Who can be faster than Sonic? That's kind of his thing.
Pretty much. I actually thought Fox was probably the fastest character in Melee, but I guess not.
I would have thought so, too.
His signature attack in Smash is the Falcon Punch. That involves a forceful punch accompanied by a large flame in the shape of a falcon that's surrounding his fist. What a cool move.
This is like one of the most legit moves I can think of. The description is just perfect. It's just majestic.
It is. And, you know, you can be a first-time Smash player, and if you choose Captain Falcon, you're never going to use another move again.
No.
That's the only thing you're going to do.
You're going to be spamming the Falcon Punch and making everybody that you're playing against very frustrated.
Oh, yeah. I know some people that I'll never play with them again just because of that. So, the Nintendo Power Magazine, rest in peace.
Indeed.
Named Captain Falcon as the 20th favorite Nintendo character. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's pretty official.
Especially not being around for 14 years. I don't know if that rank would still hold today or not.
I don't know, but I just like to think that, hey, Captain Falcon is top 20
according
to Nintendo.
It sure sounds that way. So good job, Captain Falcon. The UGO network said that Captain Falcon is cool because of his speed and the fact that he drives a hovercraft.
I agree.
Definitely. However, they criticized his habit of shouting out the name of his Falcon Punch before he actually hits it.
This is a great point. He does kind of telegraph his move.
He tells you what he's going to do before it happens. So
exactly.
Yeah, and it's even worse when you fall for the same move each and every time.
That's the thing. He tells you what he's going to do, but if you still get hit by it, I mean, that's pretty cool. He's like, I told you what I was going to do, and I still did it to you.
Exactly. So that was our character spotlight on Captain Falcon. Again, thank you, Kyle, for listening, and we hope you enjoyed that character spotlight.
For sure.
Falcon Punch!
So, moving along to our main topic today, and that is E3 2018. Now, it stands for the Electronic Entertainment Expo, and it is a yearly conference, and I would say it is the number one video game conference each year. All of the big players go, so that's Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft, as well as all the third parties, and a lot of new stuff is announced at E3. New consoles are a lot of times announced at E3. New games are always announced at E3. And Nintendo, for the last several years, has kind of had like a Nintendo Direct as their main focus for the show. And they're going to do that again this year. The Nintendo Direct is going to be on June the 12th at 11 a.m. Central Time. And typically they're, I'd say, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half. And they say that the Smash Brothers for the Switch is going to be one of the main focuses, and that it sounds like the Direct itself will be mostly Switch focused, which I know is a welcome thing to hear. It sounds like 3DS is probably not going to be mentioned much, and I'm mostly excited about the Switch at this point, so I'm just fine with that.
Same here. Yeah, I'm really excited for some more Switch news instead of hearing 3DS stuff again.
Exactly. So we're probably going to hear about a bunch of things, some things we've heard rumors about, and hopefully some just all new things we never saw coming. Immediately following the Direct, there is going to be the Nintendo Treehouse Live, which again is like a lot of the Nintendo employees from Nintendo America basically put on a show where they play through a lot of the games that were just announced. And so you may get a minute or two in a Direct about a new game. And then when Treehouse Live comes around, you know, they'll play the game for 30 or 45 minutes and they'll talk, maybe have the developer there. So you can learn a lot about these new games. So that's definitely something to tune in for. I think it runs a couple of hours every day, and it's going to be there for all 3 days of E3. Before the Nintendo Direct on June the 11th is going to be the start of the Splatoon 2 World Championships. This is the culmination of the tournament that me and Chad entered a few weeks or maybe months ago at this point. And
I don't want to talk about it.
We didn't make the cut, let's just say. But these are going to be the best teams that for their respective countries, you know, to take the prize as the world champion. So the opening round is going to be on June 11th at 5:30 p.m. Central Time, and then the finals will be on June 12th at 3 p.m. Central Time. And then they say that immediately following the Splatoon 2 finals, Nintendo's got one more trick up their sleeve. It's going to be the very first Smash Brothers for the Nintendo Switch tournament. And I am very excited about this one here.
Me too. This will be our first footage of the new Smash Brothers game. So I'm so curious, what characters will there be and what are they going to show us? I just can't wait.
Exactly. You know, is this going to be a completely different game than the Wii U version, or will it be similar? What new characters, what new stages will there be? Nintendo seems to be going all out with this tournament too. They've invited, I think, 8 of the top Smash players in the world to come play this game. They've also invited a few celebrities, popular YouTubers and people in the Nintendo that are big in the Nintendo community to come play as well. So I'm extremely excited about this Smash Brothers tournament.
Oh yeah, it's going to be great.
So a few other notes about E3. If you bring your Switch to the show floor, if you attend this show and you bring your Switch with you, yeah, there's going to be Nintendo reps walking around. And if they see you playing your Switch, you can get the chance to win an exclusive pin from them that's only going to be available at E3. And I'll drop a link to this article in the show notes. It's a pretty cool looking pin. It says, I had mine, or something like that. So it's basically a pin saying, hey, I was at E3, I had my Switch, and Nintendo gave me this exclusive pin.
I've seen this pin. Oh, I wish I could get one so bad.
I will definitely be searching for these on eBay after E3.
Try not to scalp us too hard, please.
Exactly. Of course, Nintendo will, of course, have a lot of demos on the show floor after the Direct. I've heard that the Smash Brothers demo is going to be a 45-minute long demo. So this reminds me sort of when me and you went to PAX South before the Switch came out, and I think the Breath of the Wild demo was similar in length.
I think so.
So you're probably going to wait a long time to play this game, but once you do, you're going to really be able to get in-depth with it. So I thought that was really cool. Some more demos that we believe are going to be on the show floor is, and this comes from an article which I've also linked below from Kotaku, and it looks like a show floor plan was possibly leaked, and they show a lot of the games that they're going to have demos for. I think there was 8 or so games. I'll just run through them quickly. Number 1 is Fortnite. it really looks like this game's coming to the Switch, and I think that's absolutely great. I don't think there's a bigger game right now. It almost reminds me of Pokemon Go, how hyped this game is right now.
Right, yeah. So, right now, I think it's the biggest game in the world, like you said.
Sure.
I think it is.
Who knows how long it will last, but I'm really glad it's coming to the Switch before the hype dies down. You know, I'm really glad they're getting on there. I think the Switch is a perfect console for it, and I really, really expect to see Fortnite at E3.
Right.
A few other games, Paladins, which was actually, it was confirmed to be coming to the Switch today. It looks very similar to me as Overwatch, which I know is a pretty big game. So I'm interested to see more about that. Dragon Ball FighterZ, which is a fighting game that came out on Xbox and PlayStation 4 earlier this year and got really, really good reviews. So I hope that comes to the Switch. The next version of FIFA is going to be there. Monster Hunter's Generations Ultimate, which is a game we've talked about before and we're both excited about. If I'm not mistaken, up until now, it was only confirmed for sure for Japan. But if they're going to have it at E3, it's for sure coming to America, I would say. And then a couple other games, Killer Queen Black, which I'll be honest, I know nothing about. And lastly, Overcooked 2. Now, Overcooked is a game that me and you have played together and is a lot of fun, and I hadn't even considered that there may be a sequel on the way. So
I had no idea until you told me about it. So,
you know, again, this is kind of a leaked floor plan. It could always be wrong, but most of these games have already been confirmed. I'm willing to bet that this is right, and so I'm excited about learning a little more about Overcooked 2.
Same here.
So that's kind of an overview of E3 and what Nintendo's going to have to offer. If you're lucky enough to go to this show, I mean, it's the perfect place for a Nintendo fan, I'd say. I really wish me and you could attend. I mean, just between all the new announcements, all the demos, big games like Smash. Also, they've confirmed that Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu, and Eevee Edition are going to have a demo. I mean, this would just be a gamer's paradise. Plus, you've got the two big tournaments with Splatoon 2 and Smash. This would be a lot of fun to attend. I really hope that we are able to attend some year.
Oh, I would absolutely love it. There's no one I'd rather go with. I hope we can attend together someday.
We would definitely record a live Karibo Shoot podcast if we're ever lucky enough to attend as well.
Oh, definitely.
So moving on to our kind of next part of this topic, and that's kind of a few E3 predictions that we have. I had Chad come up with some. I came up with some myself. And we wanted to first focus on the big game of the show, which is obviously going to be Super Smash Bros. For the Switch. So I thought it'd be fun if maybe we could. There's always every new Smash Bros. Game has a slew of new characters, and I can't imagine the Switch is going to be any different. So we came up with had us both come up with three characters that we think will join the roster, as well as a pick for a third party character that will join. You know, the last several Smash Brothers games has had third-party characters join the roster, and I see Nintendo continuing this trend. Seems like they're always fan favorites. So,
right, I agree.
So I'll go ahead and start off with mine. I really think we'll see Spring Man from ARMS in Smash Brothers.
I think so, too. I think he's a shoe-in. I know there's ARMS has kind of died down, but they still have a good following on the Switch. And I could definitely see Spring Man. If any ARMS character makes it, it's going to be Spring Man.
I agree. Spring Man's kind of the mascot of ARMS. And, you know, this is Nintendo's one of their big new IPs. They don't make an all-new game very often. And they've definitely supported ARMS pretty well. And I really think he'll be in this game. The next one I have is maybe less likely, but it's Professor Layton. And I know, again, a personal favorite of ours. It would just be so great to see Professor Layton in Smash Brothers.
I would play as him all the time, and I think it'd be great to have Luke as a character.
An assist trophy.
Oh, yes, that would be great.
Maybe he could help out the professor. Yes, I just would love to see Layton. You know, he would be, in a way, an odd fit, but, you know, so was the Wii Fit Trainer. You know, I think it would just be really cool to have a gentleman on the battlefield.
Oh, yeah. There's not many people like that I would consider a gentleman. I guess Mario would be the closest one. yes, I think Professor Layton would be a great addition to the Smash roster.
Sure. And then the third one I have, and it would kind of be sort of like the Ice Climbers, and that's Snip and Clip from Snipper Clips. I don't know how well this game did. I absolutely loved it, and one of the best things about Snipper Clips on the Nintendo Switch are the two little characters, Snip and Clip. They have so much personality, and I just think it would be fun to have another kind of two character combo combatant again. We'll see.
Yeah, that was kind of they did that with the Ice Climbers and also with Rosalina and Luma on the previous game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I think they could do that really, really easy. And I'd love to see them make the cut.
And then my third party character, and again, this is, you know, at this point he's a third party character, but he at once was a first party character, and that's Banjo and Kazooie. I would love to see them return. You know, some people say this will never happen. Microsoft owns Rare, who owns Banjo and Kazooie, but the head of Xbox has come out and said that he would love to get Banjo and Kazooie on Nintendo systems. He says, hey, we'll sign off on it if they want to use them. So I don't know. This, you know, I grew up with Banjo and Kazooie on the N64, and I just think they would be a great addition to Smash Brothers.
I could see this maybe coming about. He reminds me a lot of Donkey Kong, so yeah. I think he would have a similar move set, maybe.
Sure, and with Kazooie in his backpack, it would just open up a lot of possibilities. You know, I could definitely see his jump being Kazooie flying a few times to get him back up to the stage.
Yeah. So I could definitely see this.
So what characters did you have for your predictions?
So we're really lacking in the Animal Crossing characters. So I think we need another Animal Crossing character besides the villager. And who else than Tom Nook? I mean, I think he has a lot of different outfits. He could wear his little apron and then just keep on upgrading up to his suit. So you have a lot of costumes there. And then maybe use Timmy and Tommy as an assist trophy or something in a special Smash.
For sure.
We definitely need some more Animal Crossing characters.
I agree. The villager is absolutely my favorite character in Smash on the Wii U. He's kind of a troll character, but it's just, I mean, what other character plants a tree and then chops it down to get a KO?
Exactly.
And yes, I agree. Animal Crossing is a huge franchise for Nintendo, and we need more Animal Crossing in Smash. I believe Tom Nook may have been in a background on an Animal Crossing stage or something, but he needs to join the roster.
He sure does, yeah. So my next one was Captain Toad, and he's getting his own game on the Switch. He's already got his own game on the Wii U, and we're getting it ported over to the Switch. So I can't think of a better time to add Toad to it already has a huge Mario characters representing there. But Toad is missing. He needs to be more than just a human shield for Princess Peach, I believe.
I agree. You know, Toad is one of the more popular Mario characters. And it's crazy that he hasn't been playable yet. And it seems like Captain Toad, especially here lately, has been in all of the big games. He was in Mario 3D World. He had his own game on the Wii U. He was in Mario Odyssey. And like you said, he has his own game coming out on the Switch. It seems like the perfect time to add him.
I think so. And you could also add in Toadette as like an alternate costume, kind of like you can with the villager, kind of change it from a boy or a girl villager. And I think that would work out really well.
Yeah, Captain Toadette would be great.
Exactly. And another my last character here, this necessarily won't be a new character. I definitely think she will be in the game, but is Zelda in her Breath of the Wild costume. I don't want to see the Twilight Princess. I don't want any other Zelda but Breath of the Wild here. So I don't know if this will – I assume this will happen if she's in the game because of Link in his Breath of the Wild costume. This is what I really want, though.
Boy, I couldn't agree more. This is by far my favorite Zelda. I think we can agree on that. And I would just be heartbroken if we get Breath of the Wild Link and Twilight Princess Zelda. It just wouldn't be right.
I hope we can E3 shed some light and maybe could confirm this for us, because I'm going to worry about it until the game is released.
For sure. And please get the voice actress for her in the game.
Oh, that would be great.
As the voice of Zelda.
So my third-party character, she's been represented on Nintendo games for quite some time, as far as I know, as far back as the Game Boy Color, I believe, and that's Shantae, the half-genie hero.
Oh, yes. I think this would be a great addition as a third-party character. Yeah, her debut was on the Game Boy Color, and I think every game in the series has been exclusive or for sure first on Nintendo platforms, so it makes a lot of sense.
Right. She has a great moveset. I think she would be a welcome addition. Like I said, they always add some third-party characters. If Cloud doesn't make the cut, just add Shantae and I'll be fine.
I agree. It'd be good to get another female character in the mix.
It would, yes.
So those are our Smash Brother predictions, and we also came up with three predictions of things we hope that are announced during the Nintendo Direct. And so we're going to run through those. My first prediction is one that I really, really hope they announce, and that's some DLC for Mario Odyssey. You know, we've gotten some extra costumes, but to me, Mario Odyssey is too great of a game, too big of a game to get no DLC. And what I really hope is that we get some Mario Sunshine DLC.
Oh, that would be great.
I want an Al Delfino world with Mario, with Flood, with some of the bosses from Mario Sunshine. Like, I really, really think that would be a great a piece of DLC for Mario Odyssey.
Right, right. And you see all different kinds of characters from the Mario franchise represented in Odyssey, and plus a lot of new ones. But you never see any Piantas, and I don't think you ever see any Boos either, the ghosts.
You don't.
I don't think you do.
Or Professor Egad.
No, you definitely don't see Professor Egad. But I think this is something that could totally happen. I don't know if you've ever looked on the Mario World map or not. Isle Delfino is present on the map. You can see it in the corner.
It just seems just too perfect for them not to do.
I could totally see this happen, especially since at the end of the game, spoiler alert, they have the Mushroom Kingdom, like from Mario 64.
Exactly. So, I mean, if they've already shown that they're willing to go back and recreate a world from another game, I can't think of the next better next step than Isle Delfino.
Yeah.
And kind of like they did with the Mario 64 world, I want the moons to turn into shines. And, you know, I want it to be very sunshine-like in how you collect the hidden items.
Right. We already have his costume from Sunshine. All we need is the stage.
I agree. If they want to go ahead and add two worlds, my next choice would be Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, that would be...
Like you say, there's a definite lack of Boos in this game. So, to me, those would be the two. As someone who grew up loving the GameCube, I know you did too. I can't think of two better worlds for them to do. And, I mean, I would buy this as soon as it was available.
Oh, yes. This would be something that would be really cool if they would announce during E3 and make it available right then.
Oh, yes. So, my second prediction, and that's I really hope that a new 2D Zelda or a remake of a 2D Zelda, like a remaster, will come to the Switch. You know, I'm definitely not expecting a sequel to Breath of the Wild anytime soon. Those games take a long time to make with the polish Nintendo wants to have. But it's been a while since there's been a 2D Zelda, and that's how the franchise started. And since A Link Between Worlds, we haven't really seen one. So I would love to see how good a 2D Zelda could look like on the Switch. We've never really seen a 2D Zelda in HD. So I would love for them to do something like this. There's been some rumors of maybe even a remake of Link's Awakening, which is my favorite 2D Zelda. And if they were to do that, I would just be so happy. But I would take a new game or a remake. I just would love to play some more 2D Zelda.
Right. You know, I haven't played a whole lot of 2D Zelda games, but I know you're a huge fan. I never really thought about this, but I could definitely see a remake of Link's Awakening or something.
Sure. I just think it'd be nice, since Zelda is such a big franchise, for them to be able to put out something kind of in between Breath of the Wild and whatever's next, for, you know, the next entry in the main Zelda series.
Right.
And then lastly, we already know it's going to be a jam-packed year for the Nintendo Switch. We know we're getting our first Pokemon game on the Switch, and we know we're getting Smash Brothers. When you combine that with Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild last year, I mean, it's just, what more could they even release this year? But I really, really hope that we at least get a teaser trailer or something that Animal Crossing is coming to the Switch.
Oh, that would be so, so sweet.
I really wouldn't expect it to come out this year. If it did, hey, that would be great. But even just something that's like, Animal Crossing is coming in 2019, that's all it would take for me to be just overjoyed.
I mean, and sell more Switches.
Exactly. So I could see Animal Crossing being a big, maybe spring 2019 game.
Yeah.
And, boy, I would just be so looking forward to hearing something about the next Animal Crossing.
Maybe Tom Nook could come up there and let you know about his next big game coming out. So
that would be amazing.
So my three predictions are a little different from yours. The Mario Party Switch. We haven't heard anything about Mario Party Switch as far as I know. This is something I just kind of came up with. The last Mario Party game we got was on the 3DS, Mario Party Star Rush. Never played it. But Mario Party games are great multiplayer games. I mean, they're party games, exactly. So I think they could do even a remake of previous games, maybe not the latest ones, but take like the ones released on the N64, combine them up, release them as a Switch package. I'd be fine with that, but I really want some Mario Party on the Switch.
I agree. It makes so much sense for the Switch because, like you say, it's a big party game. You want to play it with four people, and what's a better system for multiple players than the Switch? I mean, you already got support built in for two players out of the box. Almost everybody owns another set of Joy-Cons. You could have a four-player Mario Party for less cost than you would on other systems.
Right.
So this makes a lot of sense that they would announce this. It seems like something that they could release maybe before all the big games this winter and fall.
Right.
Something, you know, kind of late summer. It would make a lot of sense.
I think so. I don't think Mario Party is as big as Smash and Pokemon for sure.
Definitely
but
not.
I think this would be perfect as a filler game before we get those really big games coming out.
I completely agree.
So this isn't necessarily a new prediction, but I want to hear some more about this Yoshi game that we heard about at the last year's E3 2017, and I haven't heard of anything about it. And I want to know, are we still getting it? What happened, you know? So,
yeah, I'm very interested in this too. You know, last year at E3, we got announcements of a Yoshi game for the Switch and a Kirby game for the Switch. And, you know, as we all know, Kirby Star Allies came out earlier this year and was a great game, and yet since E3, we haven't heard anything about Yoshi. It's just like, what happened to this game? Are they completely reworking it? Did it get canned? Like, what's going on?
Exactly. I hope they shed some light on during the Treehouse event, or even in the Direct, if we can get a trailer for it. I don't know. So
yeah, I like some of the Yoshi games and some I don't like. It seems like they're very mixed in quality, but Yoshi's Island on Super Nintendo is an amazing game, and I really liked Yoshi's Woolly World, so
right.
I would love to get a Yoshi game on the Switch.
Same here. I think it'd be a very nice addition. My final prediction is some Switch accessories. Now, we already have a lot of accessories, but I need more. I love to collect the accessories. I love to collect mostly I want to see Pro Controllers, Joy-Cons, and Amiibo. Those are the three things that I love to collect. I have all the Pro Controllers that are wireless for the Switch, the Splatoon 2, the Xenoblade, and then the regular. And I would love for them to come out with a Smash Brothers or a Pokemon one. I think that would be just amazing.
I agree. I want to see this just as much as you. We're both suckers for these controllers and different color Joy-Cons. It's just hard for me not to just buy them all. And, you know, we got a lot last year. And really, since Xenoblade Chronicles came out in January with that Pro Controller, we've gotten zero new controllers from Nintendo. And so I think it makes a lot of sense for there to be a Smash Brothers Pro Controller and some Pikachu and Eevee Joy-Cons or something.
Right, right. And on the Joy-Cons, I want to see some detail to them. I don't want just like a solid blue, a solid pink, you know.
Yeah.
I want there to be some design, some characters in the background of them or something.
I agree. I love the neon colors. It's way more than I thought I would, but we've got about all the colors that are neon that I care to get. I'm ready, like you said, for something new.
Right. I want somebody to see these and be like, hey, is that Captain Falcon on there? Which is, I don't think that will ever happen. So.
That would be amazing. We would have to get them for Kyle if they did.
Exactly. And then Amiibo. I'm a huge Amiibo fan. I'm trying to get them all. I'm close, but I'm still missing some of the really hard to find Zelda ones and such. But especially with this Splatoon 2 Octo expansion, I really think we're going to get some Octoling Amiibo. I don't know when, but I really, really think we will.
I agree. I would love to see some more Splatoon Amiibos. You know, that's one of Nintendo's best-selling new franchises that there is. And it's just a shame that there's going to end up just being so far four Splatoon 2 Amiibos.
Right, yeah. And I think especially Smash Brothers and then Pokemon, if they want to just make a few more Amiibo for them, I would absolutely love it.
I agree.
So that's about all the predictions I've had here.
Yeah, and that's really all we have for our, you know, look at the upcoming E3 conference. We cannot wait. I know me and Chad both cannot wait until the Direct on Monday. And soon all of our questions will be answered, hopefully. At this time, we'll be done with this episode. We want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll catch y'all next week. Before we end today, I have just a few things to quickly go over. I want to remind everybody to please visit our show page on anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. Also, you can subscribe to the Karibo Shoe Podcast on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes. You can listen through the Apple Podcast app, on iTunes, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and through the Anchor app, which is available on both iOS and Android. And if you like the show, please rate it on iTunes or on Apple Podcast. It really helps us out. You can also follow us on Twitter at Karibo Shoe Pod and on Instagram at Karibo Shoe Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.